Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Irene Lagan. Pope Benedict XVI held the last general audience today ahead of next week's papal trip to the United States, urging a renewal of the Christian faith in Europe. Emer McCarthy followed events here at the Vatican.
After the Easter break, Pope Benedict XVI returned to his teachings on the lives of the early fathers of the Church this Wednesday as he greeted thousands of visitors and pilgrims in an overcast St. Peter's Square for the general audience. This week, the Pope began a catechesis on the father of Western monasticism, St. Benedict.
The most important source of information on his life is the second book of the Dialogues of Pope St. Gregory the Great. Writing in a time of turmoil and moral decadence following the fall of the Roman Empire, Pope Gregory believed that the life and rule of Benedict could be a light, leading the people of Europe out of darkness.
Saint Benedict was born in 480 in the region of Nursia. He came to Rome to study, but soon left the city so as to live in silence and to please God alone. He spent some time in a religious community before becoming a hermit in a cave.
After struggling victoriously against the fundamental human temptations of pride, sensuality, and anger, he decided to found a monastery at Subiaco. Years later, he established a new community in a mountain, Monte Cassino, to symbolize the public role of a monastery called to be a light shining for the good of the church and society. Indeed, when he died in 547, Saint Benedict left behind a thriving spiritual family and a rule which invites us to search for God in prayer, obedience, and humility while attending faithfully to daily duties and to those in need.
In 1964, Pope Paul VI proclaimed Saint Benedict patron of Europe, recognizing the role that his teaching and his disciples had played in shaping Europe's spiritual life and culture. Pope Benedict concluded Wednesday with a fervent wish that Europe's new unity may be enlightened and nourished by a religious and moral renewal drawn from its Christian roots.
May our lives, after the example of St. Benedict, be lived in humility, prayer, obedience to God, and faithful service to your neighbor. May the Lord bless you and your families.
I'm Emma McCarthy.
Geheiligt werde dein Name.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.